Newly elected and returning members, accompanied by their families, crowded into the House chamber, and the first order of business was to establish a quorum, announced here by outgoing House Clerk Lorraine Miller.
428 representatives-elect have recorded their presence. A quorum is present.
The number of representatives is normally 435, but varies at times when members retire, resign, or die. One resignation announced Monday was that of Rahm Emanuel, the former congressman who is now chief of staff to President-elect Barack Obama. A special election will be held in April for Emanuel's seat in Illinois. Later came another formality, but one carrying considerable dramatic effect, the formal nominations for the powerful position of House Speaker, announced here by Democrat John Larson and Republican Mike Pence.
Democratic caucus has met and unanimously endorsed Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi for Speaker.
John A. Boehner, a representative-elect from the state of Ohio, for Speaker of the House.
Pelosi's re-election was never in doubt. The first woman ever to serve as Speaker, she now presides over the strongest Democratic majority in 16 years, currently 256 to 178 seats. Boehner returns to lead Republicans now in their weakest position in years after the national election this past November and retirements of key members. The 111th Congress convened amid continuing pessimism about a recession-battered U.S. economy, something both Pelosi and Boehner addressed in their speeches. In his remarks, Boehner said Republicans stand ready to work with Democrats and with President-elect Obama.
When our new president, extends his hand across the aisle to do what is right for our country, Republicans will extend ours in return.
Pelosi said lawmakers must look past political differences as they face historic challenges.
Let us all pledge to the American people that we will look forward, not backward. We will join hands, not point fingers. We will rise to the challenge, recognizing that our love of country is stronger than any issue which may divide us.
Expressions of bipartisanship aside, the first item on the House agenda brought the first partisan battle of 2009, centering on an issue carried over from the previous Congress. Republicans assert that rules changes engineered by Democrats will have the effect of suppressing debate and making it difficult for the minority to offer substantive alternatives to legislation on the floor. Democrats deny these allegations, saying the rule changes will prevent Republicans from obstructing important legislation and help Democrats advance important agenda items once Barack Obama assumes the presidency. Dan Robinson, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.